This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Coming up in March, we have the Festival of Live Art. It's taking place in venues around Melbourne, celebrates all things participatory and interactive, and invites audiences to explore art from bold and experimental talents. We're lucky enough to have Adele Varco on the line. She's got a show called Wowsy coming up at Arts House, the North Melbourne Town Hall. Wowsy unites people through the making and wearing of onesies. And Adele, you're here on the line. Hello, how are you?
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, no, thank you. It's this lovely fine morning. It's raining. I've done the public transport update for the day. And
I hope it's all good. At least, like, yeah, you don't have a journey in the wet to come here.
Yes.
So, Adele, if it's Wowsy, as I wrote our intro, I wrote down the word that it's a performance, but is performance the right word to describe Wowsy? I know it's interactive, but it's the guests who wear...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it is. Mm-hmm. But I think it is also something that plays on the performance of everyday life. So Wowsy invites people to make, but it also invites people to wear, take and keep these onesies with the wow factor and wear them in their everyday life.
Yeah.
And this is something that I've been doing for the past 7 years. I've been wearing a jumpsuit or a onesie, or sometimes it is a Wowsy, on, you know, to all sorts of occasions. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally different day. Yeah. And I think that you could say that we're always performing, and the Wowsy just starts to amplify how fashion plays a role in the way we perform and interact with each other.
I like that a lot. What's the... Yes. You mentioned it. What's the difference between a onesie and a Wowsy?
So the Wowsy is a onesie with the wow factor.
The wow factor, yes.
And let me tell you, these onesies are wow, wow, wow.
Oh,
they're
so
sequiny,
exciting.
They're sparkly, they catch the light, they make noise. So they're very, you're going to definitely draw a lot of attention.
Wow. I think my partner, like all those like onesies are just, like my partner's like, oh, she likes shiny things, so she might like it.
Shiny onesies.
Definitely.
And there's, how many? So it was a couple hundred for the festival?
500.
500 Wowsies.
Yes, so the deal is you can either come in and make one yourself, mm-hmm. or you can pay someone to make it for you. And so there'll be a whole lot of makers in this factory, mm-hmm. and then you can negotiate with them how much you want to pay them to make it for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, or you can make it yourself for free. So, and we have some really experienced makers there who can train you up and get you making a Wowsy in no time.
Excellent. What kind of, so you mentioned there's sparkles, there's shining. Are you able to bring your own materials, or do you work with what's available?
Ideally, you work with what's available.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is all materials are supplied for you.
Excellent. That's so good.
Yes.
And who can come to the show? Is it for people, for children, for adults, for everyone?
Yeah, it is. It's open for everyone. And if someone doesn't, like, say if it is a child and they don't want to, or, you know, can't jump on a sewing machine, we've got lots of other jobs in the factory. Like, we've got sequins and cutting and tagging and all sorts of boxing, other jobs that can be done. So we do have, like, the child-sized Wowsy as well.
Excellent.
So it goes from baby, like, newborn to extra-large adult.
That's so cute. I'd love to see whole family and little kids in sequined onesies.
Oh, no. So the whole family could come and make. Maybe even the mum or the dad might come and make for the child as well. That's an option.
That'd be so cute. A nice gift as well. I also want to ask, I should have asked this earlier, Adele, because you said you've been making onesies and shows like about onesies for around 7 years, and you've got a background in fashion. We've been checking out your channel. But how did... How did the Wowsy, or just making performance, the performance of the everyday life in onesies start? Like, why onesies? How did it begin?
Yeah, it was quite spontaneous. I studied fashion. I did my undergraduate and also my PhD in fashion, mm-hmm. as well. And I found this onesie. It was quite a skin tight, hot pink, like leotard, you could almost call it, in like the drawer, and I was doing like the big clean out of all the old work, getting rid of it, doing the old cleanse. And I thought, what would it be like to wear this today? And I was teaching that day, and so I put it on and I wore it to teach the students. And they were all, you know, asking questions. What's this about? Where are you going? Hang on, why are you wearing this? And then that continued onto the street as well. Mm-hmm. And I did feel quite self-conscious the first time I put it on, because it was quite tight and revealing. And I haven't really worn anything like that before. But I thought, hey, I'm having such a different day in this leotard onesie jumpsuit thing. What would it be like to wear this every day? And so then I was going to London and I packed them all in my suitcase. I only took them, so it was pretty specific. I didn't take any other pieces of clothing, and I committed to wearing them for a year. And then 7 years later, here I am, back in the onesie.
Wow. Well,
I love the concept, though, about it changing your day and the way you perceive the day.
It's so different. It's so interesting how when you start to play with the clothes, something that, you know, we put on our bodies every day, what happens when you start to mess with that, how you have it's quite a different experience. But the onesie, I also like playing on the one piece, the oneness and togetherness and unity. So another part of this project is that bringing people together, and that, you know, through wearing one garment, you can also, you know, people that are wearing a wowsie will probably start chatting and waving and dancing with each other too. So it starts to build a bit of a community.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Yeah. We're going to see this.
Is there anything else you want to say? Because I think we're running out of time here, so. Where can we? Is there a website we can have a look at this at all? Anything like that?
Yes, you can. You can either visit the Fola website or Arts House, and there's also my website as well, which is delvarco.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today, Adele, and we'll see you at Arts House at your Wowsie event.
Yes, come along. Look forward to meeting you and wearing a Wowsie with you.
Likewise.
Okay,
see you, bye.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.